As always, your morning dump by the brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hey, if you got $400,000 to $600,000, you could own a piece of tech history. A fully functioning Apple One computer designed by Wozniak and Jobs is currently up for auction. It's going to catch a big price tag, up to $600,000.
Wow.
Only 200 of these things were made. They built them in a garage at the time. And
it's an expensive computer that really does nothing.
Does nothing. It runs a DOS program. Hell, the keyboard's made out of wood, okay? It's old.
Can't even play Oregon Trail. That sucks.
It's the best game. I mean, like, I'm into the techie stuff. I don't know if I'd want that kind of price tag. Like, what are you going to do with it? You know what I mean?
You know, what that's for is for somebody who loves computers, has a bunch of, like, nostalgic stuff, and it's for the conversational piece.
Yeah.
So this computer right here was built by Steve Jobs. Check it out.
Yeah.
There's only 200 of these things. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's one of those bragging rights.
Well, there was only 200 made. There's probably even less. And the fact that it is fully functioning, which, how is it hard to be that fully functioning? You do two things on it. You can type.
You fire it up and immediately you put a virus on it.
Ah, no, damn it. Try and search Pornhub on it. Like, no, man, it's not even hooked up to that.
No, do it on this one over here.
It just starts, you get it the first day, it just starts smoking, bursts into flames. What'd you do? I don't know. I searched boobs. I'm sorry.
I have a regular laptop for that, dude. Just take it. This one's $600,000.
Enhance it. So, yeah, if you like the techie stuff and you got a bunch of money laying around, you can own one of the first Apple One computers. Lastly, Hunter, I'm upset, man. I'm upset.
What?
I got screwed over again. Once again, I missed out on People's Sexiest Man Alive. No, I went to Paul Rudd. Come on now. You know
Paul
what?
Rudd?
I am tired of not getting my credit, my props, okay?
Dude, you look like you've been hibernating for 6 months. You can't get the
you look
on
like
the cover of anything.
Grizzly. I could get on Grizzly Adams Monthly right now.
I mean, that even now, they're like, you maybe take a shower and think about it.
No, so the never-aging Paul Rudd has been named Sexiest Man Alive. He tells us that... what's that?
Paul Rudd?
Yeah, Paul Rudd. I think he's
a good-looking dude, but Sexiest Man Alive?
He looks better now, I think, that he did, you know, 10, 15 years ago. He's one of those guys that just ages really, really well.
What are the categories with this? How do you figure this out? Like, what are you getting judged by?
I don't know. I'm sure looks
sexiness?
Play into
what is sexiness in a guy?
I see that's a personality. He's a funny guy. Women find humor funny. He's a nice guy. He stays out of the tabloids. He's a great family man, you know. Got rocking abs, probably a big old hog in there. I think those are all things that come into play.
I mean, you put that in there.
Yeah, I added
that. That's what you're thinking about.
But either way, I'm upset. You know, between George Clooney and Brad Pitt and now Paul Rudd, when is Brock going to get his time to shine as Sexiest Man Alive, all right? We need to petition this, all right? We need to start.
Hold your breath, buddy boy.
I'm going to get it one of these days. Maybe it'd be like my final deathbed wish, and they're like, all right, he's been asking for 75, 80 years. You better
get back on that fan-driven elliptical you got there in your living room.
I'm going to be looking so tight. Hey, 2022, Sexiest Man Alive, it's Brock. It's going to be me. It's going to be me. What's your secret? That's my elliptical. That's it. Get on that.
Keep dreaming, buddy boy.
Damn it.
Just saying.
All right. Well, there you go. What do we got? We got putting a virus on the oldest computer known, and Paul Rudd stole Sexiest Man Alive from me once again. That bastard. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.